Well, you're right. Gathering tomorrow in Letterkenny, we'll have 350 delegates from all over the country. I think the themes of the conference will be, obviously, pay. Nurses and midwives are concerned. Safe practice and staffing levels. They're the three themes that are going to dominate the conference. I think our members are very concerned about, you know, the impact of the staffing recruitment moratorium. They're working short all the time. That has a negative impact upon the quality of care they can give, whether that be in Letterkenny General or whether it be in a continuing care home or whether it be in the client's own home. Nurses and midwives are consistently telling us they're under great pressure and great strain, and the health service is simply being asked to do too much. And the second thing issue, obviously, is pay and the Croke Park Agreement and what happens next and the continuing threat by government to impose pay cuts, even though they were rejected following a democratic ballot in the last couple of weeks. So there's a great deal to talk about, but the health service is under its fourth year of contraction, its fourth year of great strain, and we undoubtedly hold the view now that standards are being compromised as a result.
As you've mentioned, Croke Part 2 is going to be one of the main talking points here at this conference. Where does the INMO go from here?
Oh, well, the INMO, like other public service unions, we've had a very strong no vote from across the public service. We've always said that we are quite prepared to work with health management and the government as an employer to find payroll savings that ensure efficiency and effectiveness, reduce overtime, reduce avoidable agency costs, improve rostering. We will do all of those things. But the quid pro quo of doing all of those things is that the government withdraws its threat to cut the pay, whether that be premium pay, twilight hours, Sunday working, that is currently hanging over nurses, midwives and other public servants. We don't want confrontation. We don't want difficulties. But I think the government has got to have listened and have got to heard the message that what they were proposing has been rejected and isn't the basis for an agreement going forward.
If the government does go through with the threat of pay cuts, is strike action inevitable?
We'll be debating that on Thursday morning here in Letterkenny. There'll be an emergency motion put before the floor. I think there's no doubt that the INMO, together with other public service unions, if the government imposes pay cuts, I don't think there's any doubt that there will be a collective response by public service unions, not just in the health arena, but in education, the civil service, local authorities. Because it has to be remembered, this will be the third time that the pay of public service has been cut. It's already been reduced by 14% in the past 3.5 years. There's already the additional charges. And no one that I represent partied or made money. They're barely making ends meet and they have no more left to give. So I think if the government moves to impose, then it is provoking an equally strong response from public service unions right across in all sectors of the public service. We don't want that, and the government should heed the no vote and sit down and find other ways of making the payroll savings.